a little bit about the work that I'm doing at the City Council and how we've joined together with other partners, including the County Council, to combat climate change. I'm not very technology-minded. Okay, so you obviously know a lot about the background, why we're doing this. You've had a lot of answers this weekend. But basically, we're trying to avoid serious climate change. Serious climate change is sort of 2 to 4 degrees in the next 30 years. I don't know if you've seen an inconvenient truth, but this is the graph that Al Gore uses. And this is where we've been for the last 400,000 years. And this is where we are now. And this is where we'll be if we don't do anything. Okay, so we're sort of regulated by government targets and our own internal targets of how much we have to reduce the carbon by. At the moment, we've got a 30% reduction by 2010. That's from the UK HECA Act. That says that we have to reduce that by 1995 levels. Okay. We've got the Kyoto target of 12.5% from 1990 levels that we have to meet as well. Okay, so we meet the targets in a number of different ways. We do various outreach work. I provide grants for energy efficient measures for cavity wall and loft insulation. I go around doing talks to ethnic minorities, different faith groups, often with a translator for the people that don't speak English. We give away energy calls. We do free training. So if anyone lives in Oxford and wants to be trained as an energy champion, you can come along to the City Council. We have a day where you spend learning about the issues and things like that. A lot of working with schools, and we do a lot of partnership work. It sounds odd, but when the fire people, the firemen, go around and put free smoke detectors in houses, they also tell the elderly people about the free grants available to them for energy efficient measures. Waste reduction wise, we now have been opposing a target of 45% recycling by 2008. That's a Labour incentive through a Labour-run council. At the moment, we just have the normal curbside recycling green box. That's going to change, so we'll do community composting, we'll be able to recycle plastics, and we're going to charge for if you put out more than one bag of rubbish. Okay, transport, that's a county council issue, really. They haven't got any set targets at the moment, but they are trying to take 4,000 cars out of the school run by 2011. As a city, we're looking into sustainable development. The new Westgate Centre development is hopefully going to have some sustainable aspects. We're lobbying hard for that, and the planners are trying to help us as much as possible. At the moment, we're looking into introducing a supplementary planning document, and George's colleague, Matt Selwood, who's one of our councillors, has been researching this with me. So if anyone has an extension built on their house and it costs them more than £6,000, then they will have to bring the rest of the house up to current building reg standards where appropriate. It's a bit of a hard one. Not many people will like it, but it will definitely do the job. And adaption. Adaption is a very important part of the problem as well. I mean, we've got to the point now where there is going to be some temperature rises. The last 10 years have had the hottest years ever. That was 1995. And the increased heat is causing problems already. This year we had tarmac melting on our roads. We had to send gritters out to try and combat that problem. So here are my conclusions. You need a multi-organisational approach. You need a far-reaching tactic. At the City Council, we have a board that stretches across every department that I sit on, and that goes up to executive level, where we have an action plan that we're trying to implement. And, yes, we definitely must focus on adaption as well as reducing carbon. Thank you.